Hennelly have a nose for the NBA. It's Don Nelson, Wednesdays at 10:10 with Norm Hitzkus. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
Hey, 3-1s, it's Gordon Keith here. It's 11:33. You're listening to The Rant, broadcasting live from Ticket Stock 2004. We are at the Plano
Listen
Center.
To
Listen to that crowd. Yes. Oh, my gosh. We're at the Plano Center. Now, the Plano Center is on Spring Creek Parkway, about a mile east of Central, or half a mile, probably.
Once you pass the Sam's, you're almost there.
Half a mile east of Central Expressway on Spring Creek Parkway. Stop by and see us. Ticket stock is open until 6 o'clock today, and it's free. We need to emphasize that. Totally free. We have tons of booths set up here for you to peruse and things that are fun for the kids. We've got beer, and we've also got food. We got fun, frivolity. We got Grego in the autograph booth. That's always a crowd favorite there.
And if you are a Stars fan, you can still come out and get tickets for Brendan Morrow and Aaron Downey's autograph.
This is a great annual event for the whole family. That's the way we like to promote it. All right, Dave, it's time for you.
No.
Going.
Uh-uh. He's not going to do it.
We have just spent the past 40 minutes on my diarrhea story, so you...
You
can take the lead for a moment.
Yeah, don't you have some stories that I've seen you cut out of the paper over there? Something?
Yes, but we need someone to go out with the wireless microphone as well.
We'll do that next.
Okay, do you guys follow politics at all?
I saw Howard.
We're in kind of a political season.
I saw Howard Dean dropped out.
Yeah, he did drop out. Would you like some David Letterman top 10 signs Bush is considering dumping Cheney?
Not really, but okay.
Okay, we don't have to do it. It's on air defeated.
Is it funny?
Well, that's what we were going to review to see if it was funny.
Okay.
But if you don't want to hear it, there's no reason to review it.
Corby, do you want to hear it?
All right, in other news. You okay, Corby? Did you see what Democrats are now doing, encouraging everyone to do in the Democratic Party? They're getting so desperate.
No. Why are they so desperate?
Because they don't have a hold on the American conscience anymore. People think more conservatively than they used to, and Democrat has become a bad word, and they can't beat Republicans anymore, and it's making them crazy.
But don't you think Kerry has some momentum?
I think Kerry's got a good shot to beat
Bush. Yeah, he's got momentum, but wait till the election season starts between Kerry and Bush proper, when the Democratic nomination process...
Do you think Kerry has it locked up?
No. Oh, the Democratic nomination?
Right. That's locked up.
Edwards
Watch out for Edwards.
A
no, ain't happening.
Well, now the latest trend for Democrats is leaving behind paid death notices, requesting that in lieu of funeral flowers, contributions be made to the Democratic Party. As a matter of fact, specifically dedicated to defeating George W. Bush.
Wait a minute.
If you're an old Democrat right now and you may die, they want you to write up your death notice already, have it ready to go to the paper, and make sure that it says that in lieu of flowers, you donate money to defeat George Bush.
Why do they need money to defeat George Bush?
I don't know.
To campaign with, Corbin?
I guess to campaign with.
Oh. To buy TV spots?
That's pretty cheap.
You think?
It's going out with a blaze of glory, man.
Not give it to cancer research.
Yeah, give it to a Democratic Party.
Give it so that skunk-haired John Kerry has a good chance.
What a horse head he has.
You know what? Have you guys ever donated money to a political party?
Never.
You know, you can donate $1, can't you, when you fill out your tax form? And is it a dollar?
Yeah, but that's to some other fund. It's not party specific, I don't think. Is it? I can't remember what it is.
Some general fund.
Yeah. General election fund.
Whatever that is. No.
I always check no.
Outside of that, I check yes.
Really? Just say you can say that you donate money?
Yeah, that I'm a philanthropist.
I'm a philanderer. What is that? So, and they talk about Howard Dean raised, $40 million on the internet in 2 weeks, and most of them from, like, people our age who've never donated money and that go online and donate $1,000 to a campaign.
That is the last place that I would send my money.
I just don't get it. It seems like they waste money, and it's so expensive, and George W. Bush has this $100 million war chest, and I'm thinking, like, what antique store do you even go to buy one that's that expensive?
It's a metaphor.
Oh.
It's not a figurative.
But I would never give money to a candidate, I don't think.
No, never. Don't care how old I was. But some people are so into politics and so engrossed into that whole thing that, I mean, that's their life. We've talked about that. Like, people, they sit around and talk about it all day long. They're consumed with it. They're obsessed with it.
They're consumed with getting this guy out of office or make sure they keep their guy in office.
What a waste of time.
I don't know. I don't understand why you have to be one or the other. I don't understand why you have to, okay, listen, here's how I define myself. I hate this person and this person and this group and these people. That's how I define myself.
I went to a wedding one time. This girl that I knew from college.
Is this the wedding story? You're going to tell this on the air finally?
Was marrying this guy.
You slept with the bride, right?
And he was such a staunch...
Ads made to the end of that.
He was such a staunch Republican that his wedding cake was an elephant.
Why are they just so worked up?
It disgusted me.
What did it taste like?
You know what it is? It's sports to some people. The same way some people are about sports, some people just are about politics.
Why can't they all be into
sports? It's a big game that they just enjoy.
What's so bad about sports? Why don't people like sports enough?
What?
Why don't people like sports enough?
I think they do like sports enough.
I mean, sports are good, right? We all like sports.
All right. Well, that's an interesting take there, Davey.
Right now? Okay.
All right. Now,
ladies and gentlemen,
a special announcement.
It seems that a sports guest will be making his way over here right now.
Wow. On the rant?
As the Dallas Cowboys tight end Dan Campbell.
Wow.
This is great. Because I have a story that I was just about to do about a Pasadena woman found stabbed and decapitated. And I want to run this by Dan Campbell.
Where is he, Jeff? He is? Dan Campbell, who caught 100 balls this past year.
Not quite that many.
In leading the Cowboys.
He was an emotional leader of the offense, Corby.
And an Aggie. He went to Texas A&M.
He's known for the catch.
Yes, he is known for the catch. As he's coming here, and we'll enjoy certainly what he has to say to you.
There, look at the lepers counting their spots.
And me, as Dan Campbell from the Dallas Cowboys continues the interview here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
As the train seems to be going out of control.
Where we're all waiting patiently.
Why don't you start your decapitation story, Gordon?
All right. A woman, this happened in Pasadena. Her name was Glenda Victimberga.
Well, she was destined, wasn't she?
Maybe it's Victimberga. 37-year-old woman. She was an associate professor at Cal State, L.A. Well, the cops go to her home because they hadn't heard from her in a while, and they find her body in the kitchen.
And where was her head?
In the fireplace in the living room.
Oh, are you kidding?
No.
How'd it get there? I mean...
Well, they think it was due to a domestic dispute she had with a former student.
A lover?
Police found blood in the former student's car, which was left at the scene of his suicide.
Oh, no.
Where'd that take place?
It happened on Interstate 15 at 3:30 in the morning, suicide.
And how'd he do it?
He parked his car on the shoulder of the interstate, took off his pants, took off his shirt, took off his socks, his jacket, folded them, placed them neatly on his seat in this car.
Uh-huh.
Took off his underwear.
So is he just in socks now, or?
No, he took off his socks, okay, too.
He's totally naked.
Completely naked. And makes a beeline and runs straight in front of an oncoming semi.
No.
Oh, dear.
Wow. Not the way I'd choose to go.
So you think his life worked out for him?
Well, he did get to nail his teacher.
What does that mean?
We're not sure if he did that or not. Maybe it was a disgruntled relationship.
Well, at least he got to decapitate.
Joining us now at Plano Center AM is Dan Campbell from the Dallas Cowboys. Please welcome a real-life Dallas Cowboy.
They love you, Dan.
Yeah, I hear it. Sounds real enthusiastic.
They absolutely love you.
I see an Aggie hat. There you go.
You like that?
Now, Dan, were you particularly impressed with the Aggies' performance against Oklahoma this year?
I was proud of them. They fought. They fought well. Why would we bring that up?
Especially because he's
especially
an OU
in the fourth
guy.
Quarter.
You know what? I will say this.
Go ahead.
I will say this. No, they didn't perform well. It was embarrassing.
We're on the air.
So.
Now, Dan.
On the air.
When we're on the radio, we don't normally use
the You can't use the word horse.
All right. I'm sorry. I apologize for all the kids.
It was donkey douchey.
Okay.
Just say that.
He didn't run the score up. Stoops
no,
didn't run the
he
score
did not.
Up.
I
they
mean, could
have scored 100 if they wanted to.
They're trying not to score, and they keep scoring. It's just that's how bad we were. And then you get the two guys who were celebrating at the end on a tackle when it's 77 or whatever. Anyway, okay, that whole game, it really upset me. So that's
way to get off to a good start, Corbin.
Well, yeah, you're going to make him leave. He's about to walk
I'm
out.
I'm a Sooner fan, and I thought maybe that was a you know, he could issue a hot sports opinion on that game.
Well, sure did. You got it. Yep. We didn't play well. It was embarrassing.
Now, Dan, you look kind of like Kid Rock who's had a healthy diet. I mean, you look like a kind of a healthier Kid Rock. Why the long hair? Why? When did this trademark start?
I started growing it about 2 years ago.
With the Giants?
Yeah, with the Giants. I tried to grow it before a couple of times, and I reached a stage where it looked bad. And
we had kind of the Prince Valiant looking.
I mean, it probably doesn't look real good right now, but at that point when it reaches a certain length, I couldn't do anything. I mean, it wouldn't even sit down. I had part of it up here, and the other was out here, and it was ridiculous. So I'd always cut it every time I reached that level. Well, so I finally made up my mind. I'm just going to let it grow.
Were you and Jeremy Shockey in a race so you could grow their hair the longest?
Well, you know, everybody asked me that. I was growing mine before he was, so.
So he learned from you?
Yes,
okay.
He did. Of course, he cut his, so.
Did he?
Yes, he cut his last year before the season started.
Now, we've all been there with the long hair, and when you do cut, how old are you?
27.
I think I was about that age when I grew it out and then cut it when I was
Corby
like 28
had like really long hair, and it was gross hair too. It was like
he looked like Norman Bates' mother.
Yeah, he did. He would pull it back in a ponytail, and he had a part right down the center, so he either looked like Norman Bates' mother or Sacagawea.
Now, when you do cut it,
hopefully it's not for a court appearance like Corby.
Corby got brought up on some charges, and he needed a haircut to look presentable.
When you do cut it,
what were those charges, Corby?
We're speaking with Dan Campbell here.
Oh, really? Can I plug publicdata.com?
Yeah, publicdata.com.
Okay. And so, Dan, when you cut it, you'll realize what a moron you were growing it out in the first place.
But
he's
a buff professional athlete. They can get away with it.
I know.
You couldn't.
I know I couldn't. But he'll know once he hits 30, which is the line of demarcation, he'll be like, good Lord, look how nice I look with my short hair.
Yeah, you'll probably look back and say, why did I want to look like white trash? That's what Corby told me to say.
No.
See,
no.
Look, one of the problems I have, though, is I've got a pea head, all right?
So what's that?
I've got these wide shoulders, and I've got
your
a head.
Head? Don't all guys have that?
No, I've got a head that looks like a peanut, man. I mean, my wife has a bigger head than me, all right?
Wow.
So the long hair kind of covers up the small head, you know? And
so why don't you just get like a perm, kind of a fro thing,
well,
to make you look like you have a bigger head?
I've thought of that, but
do that.
Then, my helmet won't fit as well that way.
We're visiting with Dan Campbell of the Dallas Cowboys. Now, I notice you're wearing a camouflage hat. Do you hunt?
Yes, I do hunt. I hunt, I fish, I enjoy it. I love being outdoors.
You have your own property in Texas or somewhere?
Yes. It's actually family owned. So uh-huh. I actually grew up on a ranch, grew up on 2,000 acres, and so we still have that land. And
see, now this is interesting because Corby here is a vegetarian and basically a member of PETA. You know the group PETA, that ridiculous group?
They throw paint on fur coats.
They throw paint on fur coats and everything.
Yeah,
don't think,
I'm the guy.
Think any animal should be killed ever.
I'm the guy hiding in the bushes shooting you as you're shooting the animal.
Right, because Corby loves animals so much he'll kill a human being.
Wow.
Wait, Corby, I want to know your opinion on this. He hunts. Do you have a problem with hunters?
No.
Okay, now you don't.
There's too many deer, right? They need
you're the
to
guy,
control the
you're
population.
You're the guy that you're going down the tollway, and you're going about 70, and a dog's crossing the road, and you got cars on each side, and you'll swerve to miss
exactly
the dog.
Exactly right.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll take out like 30 people before that dog dies.
A nice pileup. Huh?
Yeah.
He's being honest. He will do that.
Oh, that's...
We've had the discussion before. If push comes to shove, and a dog is crossing... My dog is crossing... Do you have a dog?
Yes.
Okay. We'll ask you this. If your dog is crossing the street, okay, I'm sure you love your dog. You have any kids or anything?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know why I asked that. But if your dog's crossing the street...
Because sometimes people without kids treat their dogs as a kid,
If your dog's crossing the street and a homeless guy is crossing the street, and you have to make the decision, who are you going to hit?
Whoa, go back again.
All right, this is the thing. You
cannot avoid a collision.
Yeah, you
got
to
hit one or the other. You either got to take out your dog with your car,
or you hit the homeless guy. No, I'm taking out the dog.
Right, that's
I'm
the correct answer.
I'm not running over a human being.
That's the crazy.
But he didn't have a home. Your dog at least has
a
home.
It gets more complicated.
Is he suffering? Is the old man, the old homeless man suffering?
But he wants to live.
But odds are he'll be dead in 2 weeks.
Yeah, here's the thing. There's information that...
But how do you know?
Just roll with us, Dan.
It comes up on your navigation system, and that he's going to die in like 2 days.
All right, we know he's dying in 2 days,
okay.
But he doesn't want to die, correct?
He doesn't want to die.
He has AIDS just seeping out of his nose.
Yeah,
his
you
ears.
Can see a little trickle of AIDS coming out of his nose. What do you do? Which do you hit?
I'm hitting the dog, man. He wants
to live. That's exactly right. That's a Dallas Cowboy for you. He's correct.
Is he?
Yes, he's correct, Corby.
Guy's going to die anyway.
You don't kill a human
being. His kid's going to be so tore up. She wouldn't be tore up if he killed the homeless guy, but the dog?
It's a dog.
Killed the family dog.
All right, it's 11:49 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. We'll come back with Dan Campbell of the Dallas Cowboys next.